Sure is, and we've got open lines for you tonight on Coast to Coast AM. Full-blown open lines. What's ever on your mind, that's good enough for me. And we'll be back with your calls in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast AM. I'm George Norrie. Let's go to the phones. We've got 2 hours of open lines for you. We'll go to Joe first in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Joe, welcome to the program.
George, how you doing?
Okay, Joe, thank you.
Hey, first-time caller here, and been recently listening to this show for the past probably month. Great show. I love the show.
How'd you find us, Joe?
You know, actually, I was turned on to the show by my dad. He told me about it, and I just had some experiences that I've been going through that, you know, I thought, well, if I tell too many people, they might think I'm crazy, and I started listening to the show, and I was like, man, I really relate with some of this stuff that's going on. So,
oh, sure. There's a whole family of people that are going through things, probably much like you have.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, it's different. Let's just say that.
Well, that's good. And cherish the moment with your dad, too. The fact that you two can have some show to talk about is really cool.
Yeah, and my condolences go out to you and your father there. And
thank you.
And just so you know, though, he's very much alive in spirit.
Oh, yeah, that I know.
Positive. Yeah, so getting on to my kind of what I want to talk to you about, probably the last, I would say, 3 years this has been happening. I don't know if we want to call it evil or entity or whatever you want to say, because you don't want to be judgmental with what Robert was talking about last hour there. But ever since I moved up into Nebraska, I've had some experiences with these negative energies. It's happened to me probably about 5-6 different times.
That's
and I don't know. The best way I can explain it is whatever this was, negative energy almost was manipulative, controlling.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It was almost paralyzing, but I was conscious that it was happening. And as soon as I was able to almost wake out of that trance or whatever I was in, it would disappear.
Does it come from other people, Joe, or is it just seems to be all around you?
To be honest, it doesn't come from other people, I don't believe. I think it's just something that, I don't know if it's been attracted my way, but I know that if you entertain that negative thinking or thought process, those negative things will attract to you.
Yes.
You know, I know that for sure.
But you weren't having that problem prior to your move?
No, not at all.
Huh. That's strange.
What had happened, though, is I went through, you know, we all go different stages in our lives and whatnot. And I went through, you know, some growing times. Nothing out of the ordinary crazy, but I've always been a pretty positive kid growing up in Wyoming. Moving to Nebraska, you know, I had some challenges and whatnot. And I kind of went maybe, I don't know, more of a negative thinker.
Went to the dark side.
So to speak. And I wasn't on drugs or anything like that. I mean, I'm a health guy in general, but, you know, I just wasn't happy. I really wasn't happy. And this is a period of about 6 years. And then since I started kind of taking these steps to positive, getting into Christ and thinking differently, some of this stuff has almost tried to hold me back. Really weird.
Do you seem to be winning?
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's a good thing. I think you've got the right approach, Joe. You're going the right way. You just got to keep doing it. And eventually you're going to bust that loose, and maybe it'll be gone for good. Let's go to Maria in the city of New York. Hello, Maria.
Well, hi. Good morning, George. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I wanted to talk a bit about different colored healing rays. first, you have my condolence and sympathy regarding your father. I'm sorry to hear about that. But I want to remind you about that great line from the movie Ghost, where he says, all the love, you get to take it with you.
That's right.
So I just, just imagine.
Well, he had a good run, Maria, 88 years old. It was not a very painful death at all. And if one's going to go, he went the right way.
Yeah, it sounds like he was totally surrounded by your love. That's wonderful. Thanks for a great show. It's so important what Robert was talking about. I've kind of adopted a new personal slogan called Make Your Brain Waves Matter. There's a bit of a double entendre, a clean one in there. But, it's getting me through a lot of stuff. Make your brain waves matter. He spoke about colored healing rays coming next year from the Pleiadians, but I've noticed, I've seen evidence of that since the early 90s, at least. You can see it a lot in different films. It seems like the older ones, they came down in like a series of spheres, and now they seem to be six-sided, the ones I'm seeing. And it's you'll see it on TV quite a lot. It seems like there's something parked in front of the sun, or I don't know where it's originating from, but definitely colored beams of light coming to the earth from somewhere. And I've always felt that, since I first saw it, that it's something very positive. Wasn't it Royal Rife who worked with?
He was one of them. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So it seems like, there's a lot of good going on, and I want people to always remember that, the bad or the evil. It takes them so much effort. That's why they're always trying to attack us. And if you remember, like, the good witch from The Wizard of Oz, you could just, wave her little magic wand, and the bad witch would just poof, go away. And
off she went. Is it, in your opinion, is it easy to fight off negativity, or is it hard?
I think it's very easy once you get on track, and there's some things that, we can do to help make it easier, which is, keep your body as pure as possible. Don't eat their bad pesticides and their microwave and their, food additives. And I love the pride.
Oh, you still there? Gone. Gone, gone, gone. But we got your point, Maria. Thanks so much. Let's go next to Gary in Toronto in Canada. Hey, neighbor, how are you?
Pretty good, George. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I tried for a while to get on the show, and this is my first time.
Good.
I'm a great guest tonight. Always great guests. I'm just going to shout out hello to my buddy Movie Mike.
I will probably be in Toronto sometime in the summer or fall for a major speaking engagement. So keep listening to your station, and we'll have the details. Come on out and see us.
Excellent. That'd be perfect. A couple of things. One, Robert said something about, it should be something that's pretty simple, and generally things are, and we complicate them, I believe. And so I have an analogy of the game when we were kids, when we played on a snowbank, King of the Mountain.
I remember that, yeah.
The idea of the game was to keep everybody off, to push everybody down.
Yep.
Well, George, it didn't matter. No matter how big you were or whatever, you always fell. Like civilization.
Yeah, I mean, we were going right up the side of a hill or a little mountain with that one guy on the top, or maybe two, pushing us all off.
That's right. Okay, so like civilizations, like the Roman Empire, like Hitler, everything that was power, that was negative, that was violence, it all disappeared. People can talk about strategically how it didn't work, but it couldn't work, okay? Now, who was it? Was it the Mayans or the Incas that they, archaeologists have said, it's kind of like they vanished?
The Mayans.
Yeah, right, okay, so the Mayans. So there is my analogy of King of the Mountain. It's not about pushing the person off, George. It's about saying, hey, guys, there's room up here for everybody.
That's right.
And that's ascension right. of man, you know what I mean?
I've got a simple theory, Gary, and when you get to the mountaintop in your life or your career, it's no fun if you're up there alone.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Share the wealth, and that wealth I'm talking about is knowledge. It's not the buck. It's not the loony up here. Now, isn't that a good name to call a dollar?
You got that. Gary, thanks. Appreciate your call. We go now next to the Bronx. It's Bill's turn on Coast to Coast. Hey, Bill, thanks for calling.
Hey, George. Wow, it's an honor. Great, great, great. First-time caller, but a long-time listener.
Thank you.
My condolences as well. But, George, I hope... I wanted to touch on actually a few things. I'd mentioned one, but I just came to thought with the others. One was the guest you had on last night. Do you think with the Wake movie, I think it was about?
Wake Up.
Right. Do you think that 2012 supposedly was supposed to ascend? I don't know if you're familiar with that, to the fourth dimension, supposedly. Do you think that's part of the process that would occur to the majority of the planet, but it's gradually happening to certain people, maybe?
Yeah, if you believe in the Enlightenment theory about 2012, absolutely. Right. I come at it from a more of a astronomical approach. I think the Mayans, and you know, a lot of people will differ with me, but I think the Mayans knew something about solar activity and something's going to happen to the sun, I think. I don't think it's going to wipe out civilizations.
Right,
but,
no,
I think something's going to happen.
With that. Yeah. But the other thing I wanted to touch on was, and I'm like really like blown away, I hope I don't change the mood and the thought tonight, but I don't know if you're aware that for the past week, Congress has been voting on an indefinite detention bill.
Oh, yeah. We've been talking about that.
Oh, you have, actually.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Great. And so they passed it. I don't know if you're aware of it. 93-7. Can you believe this?
Giving the military the power to arrest without any charges.
It gives the United States military full power to arrest, detained, without due process.
The big question is, Bill, I wonder if our military would honor that. I wonder if they would do that.
Yeah. You know what, George? I mean, personally, I don't think so. So maybe, you know, that's why they have, these other things going on with the UN military on our soil.
Yeah. I mean, if people are running around with guns, shooting up everybody, I think we've got to have something. The military's got to be able to step in. Police officers alone, they're not going to be able to stop that. But in terms of just arresting people off the streets and that, no, not at all.
Great. That sounds more common, should I say.
Exactly. Thanks, Bill, for the call. Appreciate it. We'll take a few more before the break. Fast night already with open lines. I'll tell you what else is fast. This month, this year, just buzzing by. It is absolutely incredible. I mean, here we are now, December 3rd. Oh, by the way, happy birthday to Nina, 74 years old in St. Louis. God love you. Next up, let's go to Cassandra in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Hi, Cassandra.
Oh, my God. You made it in. Honored for making it on your show.
Thank you for being on.
It's my first time calling, and I'm calling with a very important like kind of question. Here's the thing. My boyfriend, he's in jail right now, right?
What happened? What did he do?
It's just a bunch of nonsense. Like that's not like where I'm getting at, right? But like we had a visit yesterday, and like everything was amazing. You know, like everything was all good. And like him and I are very, you know, spiritual, and we believe in all the astronomical and like the all that.
Yeah, you're into that. Sure thing.
And we're having like a great visit, right? And all of a sudden, you know, like his eyes started going more of a red, you know, and it looked like he was like holding back like a thunderstorm of like tears, you know, and, you know, I didn't really understand at that point, right? You know, him and I are very connected, and I knew there was something, but I didn't know what was going on in his mind. And, you know, he told me today that during the visit, something like crazy happened. Like he felt like there was like a storm of like bad energy, like bad aura. Like he described it in his mind that he seen like packs of wolves trying to attack him and like trying to get into him, you know. And he's like, we've been kind of battling, you know, a lot of this stuff because like he's been in for a year now, right? And like, yeah. I mean,
by the way, are you squeaking a rubber ducky? What is it?
Well, that's my little puppy.
Oh, okay.
All right. Sorry about that.
That's okay. But, no, I thought you were squeezing one of those rubber ducky things.
No, that's my little chihuahua. Right. But, you know, like we've been battling like this, the negativity and the evil spirits in the jail. And like, I mean, he was really shooken up by this. And like, he told me to research it tonight. And all I could think about was you and like how you have so much experience with all this. Like, what do you think that means? Like, evil spirits, like
well, so he like, feels this evil in the jail where he is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. There's no doubt that he's in a bad place. It is a jail. It has had negative karma and energy since they built that place. You know, who knows what kinds of people have come through there, and it's surrounding him. Is he strong enough to fight it off?
He's very strong. Like, we work together with this kind of stuff. We're very connected. But, like, I mean, we think it might have to do with, like, maybe upcoming events, you know, or, like we were really spiritual and, like, we've been praying together. And then, like, we went through, like, about a month or so where, I don't know, like, the sin and, like, we just felt guilty and we started praying again recently. But, like, it was like Satan was kind of come back. And it says in the Bible, you know, like, when you get rid of him and he comes back, you know, you might have one evil spirit and you get rid of that one spirit and then he comes back with you like with like 10 hundreds of spirits, evil spirits trying to attack you.
Yeah, he will try to do whatever he can to get in. Well, it sounds like your boyfriend's tough. When does he get out, Cassandra?
Well, you know, he has two more trials. You know, he's got one in January, which is a couple day trial, and he's got another trial in March, which is a few days.
So he hasn't been convicted of anything.
No,
yet,
you know,
right?
Like he could end up being there for like we don't even know how long because everything is up.
Or he could get out, right?
Yeah.
Or he could get out. Boy, that little chihuahua is squeaky, isn't he?
I know. I keep kind of moving away. She keeps taking her toys.
That's funny. Hey, we're gonna hit this break. We're going to come back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Hey, time for our traditional shout out and thanks for supporting Coast to Coast AM. Those of you listening to your favorite radio stations across North America, 559 strong. Thank you so much. Coast Insiders, thank you for all that you do. Members of the club, XM Talk 168 and the various chat room and groups, our friends, and thank you so much. Those of you edit the Into Infinity, the Fantastic Forum 2, Imaginative Worlds, National Radio Club, Sorcery IRC, those who like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, the Yahoo Chat Groups, Northern Kentucky Paranormal Group, SoCal UFO Meetup Group, the Hollywood Ghost Hunters, and our buddy Greg in St. Louis. Thanks, folks, for supporting Coast to Coast AM. And back to the calls we go, and don't worry because we've still got another hour of open lines to go next hour. Let's go to Joe in Redlands, California. Hey, Joe, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, George, thanks for having me.
Sure thing.
I wanted to talk about, a few months ago, I was working security guard in a yard, a trailer yard, and I was outside at about 3:40 a.m., I saw what looked to me at the moment like an airplane light because it was a red light bulb that was flashing off and on again very slowly. It was really high in the air, but it was heading my direction. As it headed towards me, it kept getting lower and lower. When it got very close, maybe 120 feet or so up in the air, it flew directly over my head, and I looked up at it. It was like a dark gray looking, I thought it was a military plane at the moment. So I didn't like have any fear. I was just thinking, this is a strange craft.
Could you see any texture to it, Joe? Could you see anything like rivets or anything like that?
Yes. Yeah. It had a lot of, it wasn't flat or anything. It had like, I would like to say carvings, maybe, like hieroglyphic looking carvings on it on the bottom.
Okay.
And the center where the red light was, it was a circle right in the center of the craft. The doors opened upwards. It was right over my head, and I looked up into it, and it was just a very bright white light, like fluorescent light. It was going maybe 20 miles an hour, very, very low over my head. It closed right back up about 3 seconds later and just continued going in the direction it was heading. I kept watching it as it just cruised over. In the rear, it had six little lights that blinked left to right very fast. But when I saw the rear of it, it had no wings at all. It looked like a floating pyramid, like a rock material.
Did it scare you?
I thought it was a military aircraft. I kept thinking this is a very strange military plane. It must be new.
Yeah.
So I went to research on the internet, and when I began to research, everybody or everywhere I would go was saying that this is a UFO, that they have also seen a UFO, like police officers and just
They sure have. Joe, how big was it? Give me an estimate of the size.
Okay, the estimate I believe was about 80 feet from corner to corner.
Okay, all right. So
about 10 feet from top to bottom.
Could you see any windows on it?
No windows, just the bottom, a line from each corner heading directly to the center where there's a circle.
How about
the red light was?
What about a sound? Did it make any noise?
Only the wind, like the wind that it was breaking, but it wasn't loud at all. It was very silent. I could just hear the wind it would break. Once I realized, it opened up and it didn't have any wheels or anything, the center had beamed a light on me. I began to fear it was pretty scary because I was thinking, why did it come down from the sky directly over my head and open up the door, and then it just closed right back up and continued going.
Did you have any missing time, Joe?
I believe from the time I saw it, it was about 3:39 a.m. I kept watching it all the way until I couldn't see it anymore. It kept going. So that lasted about 2 minutes. I just saw it until it was small. And then I checked the time. It was about 3:44 a.m.
So not too much. Not too much.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. Now, I have a feeling you might have had a great close encounter. Now, the big question is why did they hover over you? Well, maybe they were going to abduct you, and then for some reason they changed their minds. That's always possible. Let's go to Chicago. David's with us on Coast to Coast. Hey, David, good morning.
George Norrie, my hero. You've gotten me through so many nights over so many years. I travel a lot, and I live for the time your show comes on, and I've learned so much and have experienced so much good energy, and I just want to thank you and give the energy of the universe blessings to your situation with your father. And 88 years is a long time. I lost my dad at 54 years old.
You know, the fact that, I can say and boast of the fact that my dad was 88 and I made it to the age I'm at, that's pretty remarkable. I mean,
it is remarkable.
He lived well. He was a great guy. And
you talked about him a lot, George, and we all know how much you respected him and loved him. And I just want to just think of all the great memories that he gave you. And he certainly was responsible for breeding a wonderful human being that means so much to the world and you.
Thank you. It's very kind.
I wanted to give you my take on what I think's going on right now, if that's okay. If I had a minute to share that.
Absolutely. Please.
I think that, out of 7 billion people, 99.9% is good folks. And then there's that maybe 10,000 to 50,000 with evil intent out there and all over the world that control everything, all the money and the finance and the energy and the power and everything. And I think that they're on to your – I agree with you that – they know that the banking system is overmaxed and overtapped, and they've just been drawing it out and playing it out and looting it and getting in their share, and they know that we're onto them. And now you're seeing that bill that just passed for the
detention bill.
Detention bill, and they're seeing this Occupy And they know that the people, they've confused us for all these years, and they know that we're starting to get hip to what's going on, and I think they're getting ready to be able to control us because they're not going to be able to keep this going much longer.
No, they're desperately panicking. I know that. I can feel it. Can't you?
I can definitely feel it, and I sit down with a calculator, and I figured what these governments and banks are indebted for and monies they've promised and showed on their books and all that would be like the average person being like $50 million in debt. How are you going to get out of that? You know, you'd have to, how could you ever imagine getting out of the kind of situation they're in? I can't see it.
There's no way. You're right on, David. You got your thumb right on the pulse of things.
But I just wanted to tell you that this is probably one of the biggest honors of my life to speak with you and connect with you. And before all the power goes out and everything shuts down, I feel like I've reached a level in my life to get to talk to you after all these years of listening and admiring you. And I thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. And I'm glad you got through. And many more miles to go on this program. We have many more miles to go. We've got some things happening. And we will keep pushing the envelope and as being as edgy and right on as we can. And it gets bigger. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It's not like a snowball going down a hill that gets bigger, because this is under control. This is being guided by us and our astute staff. And that's what's so exciting about all of this. We go next now to Panama City, Florida. It's Philip's turn on Coast to Coast. Hey, Philip, thank you.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, Philip. Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to call in and let you know that we have a problem in the country with psychics, and they actually have the ability to lock on to you and cause you bodily harm.
All right, tell me what's happening. Something must have happened for you to pick up on this.
Yes, this is true. I was referred to you by law enforcement, and I've been in psychic communication with anywhere between 6 to 8 psychics for the last 6 months, and this is pretty much an emergency situation.
What are they trying to do?
They're causing me brain damage and also heart damage. They're operating in a cult type setting. And they're actually using their children in this. I'm in communication with them right now. I feel they need to be exposed because they are. I've heard so many people talk about, well, there are voices in my head, and the voices made me do it. They're not crazy. They haven't lost their mind. These people are actually psychics who are locking on to an individual and creating either enough pain to cause them to hurt themselves or to hurt other people. And they're winding up in emergency rooms.
How did they find you, Philip? Let's go back a little bit. How did these psychics find you?
I was taken into the hospital, and this psychic by the name of John had a keyboard in there, and he basically harassed me while I was admitted into the emergency room. And
all right, so you go into the hospital. What was wrong with you to get admitted into the hospital?
They were doing an assessment on me. There was some kids harassing me at my house, doing damage to my vehicles, and keeping me up all hours of the night, raking sticks and stuff across the siding, and just basically harassed me at my home. So I called the police to make a report.
Okay.
I wound up discharging a firearm into the ground to let them know that, you know, I was serious about them leaving me alone. I was taking care of my dad, which has passed, and my mom as well. And but I wound up, I called the police to make a damage report on my vehicle, and they wound up taking me in for an assessment because I did discharge a firearm in
all
city
right.
Lincoln.
When you discharged the firearm, did you tell them about that, or did some neighbor call you in? How did they know that?
Yes, I did. I told them that I had to discharge a firearm in order to get them off my property.
Okay, all right. And from the moment you said that, that's when they kind of changed their tune, huh?
Exactly. So that's basically how I wound up in the hospital for an assessment. So, but there was an individual that came in by the name of John. that I found out later to be a psychic that has the ability to lock on to you by staring at you for approximately, say, 10 minutes or so. And he has a lot of psychic friends. Two of them are actually, in my opinion, the strongest psychics in the world. And they
all know each other then. These six psychics that are locking in on you, they all know each other.
Yes, that's correct. They do this. They're operating in a cult type setting. From all the information I've gathered, they've done this before. They are the voices in your head.
Are they trying to make you do something? I don't think they want to hurt you. They probably want to use you, right?
They are actually hurting me. They have the ability to cause physical pain. They can destroy the mind and also the heart.
Philip, what kind of things are they trying to get you to do?
From everything that I've gathered, anything from committing suicide to harming other people, they have no regard for human safety. They have the ability, as I said, to make you anywhere from dizzy to severe migraine headaches. They have the ability to alter your heartbeat to a minute beat, to revving it up to where you feel like your veins and your neck are going to, you know, explode. They are attacking my body. And
have you attempted to hurt anybody because of their actions?
No, I'm stronger than that. That's why I'm calling you, to expose these guys. I know there are a lot of listeners out there who have heard voices, and they're curious where the voices have come from and who these people are, and they're not crazy. They're experiencing a psychic communication that they're not aware of. It's somebody that they know, or somebody that knows them, that is locked on to them, and it's an emergency situation. I need to give out some numbers.
Well, I can't give them out on the air, Philip, unless we check them, but I can have you give them to our screener, okay?
Okay.
What would these numbers be for, though? What are they?
They have actually congregated, as I said, in a cult-type setting. At one point, there was probably 50 to 60 psychics locked on to me, and it was supposed to be a murder. It was supposed to be my murder. And the host, which was John, actually showed me pictures of the psychics that, you know, attended this party, and their eyes glow. You can see.
Nice. Sounds like a nice group of people there, Philip.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of afraid.
All right, let me put you on hold. Give the numbers and the information to Gina, if you would, and then we'll have the staff follow up on some of this stuff for you, if we can. I mean, if you're being attacked, they seem to be doing it. Good thing you're strong enough to fight them off. Let's go to Las Vegas. That's not bad. Jerry, you're up with us. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Jerry. What's up in Vegas these days?
I guess they kind of try to stay kind of warm here. This weather out here is kind of crazy because, the summers are like 110.
Yeah, did you get any winds from the LA area?
Not as bad, but they did come.
Yeah, they were out there.
They sounded okay. Kind of creepy.
What's on your mind, Jerry, before we hit the break? Go ahead.
Well, listen, I heard about your dream. I was listening to you a couple weeks ago, and I remember you said you had a dream about you were swimming in water or something in LA.
Yeah, water everywhere, a huge tornado, all that, yeah.
Well, that kind of reminded me of my dream that I had previously.
You had one like that?
Yes. I'm originally from Colorado.
Okay.
And I was trying to climb this mountain, and I noticed this water was coming down, and it kept on coming, and I looked, I saw these waves coming. And I said, oh, Lord, I started running. All of a sudden, I heard people, hey, get on this boat. So I got on this boat, and there was about 10, 15 people on this boat. So the boat took off, and I kind of looked around, and all of a sudden, the driver was my mother.
Is she alive?
No, she's been gone since 99. And
okay.
That's by the way, condolences to your for your father.
Oh, thank you, Jerry.
And
you had a similar dream. Go ahead.
I go, Mom, what are you doing driving this boat? Mom, you never drove a boat before. She started laughing. And all of a sudden she goes, you know what? She goes, I want to show you something. I go, Mom, what are you going to show me? And right when she showed me, and right when we're gone. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Right Jerry? When we were gone, I looked. I'm like, oh, my God. I saw all the peaks of the Rocky Mountains. I go, Mom, what is this? She goes, this is what the world's going to look like.
Oh, it was full of water that high up?
Yes. Yes.
God, that is worse than my dream, Jerry. Mine was ongoing flooding. I saw cars floating away, but I didn't see it that high. You probably got the after effect of my dream. And then I saw this incredible, huge tornado, which, you know what, might have been the dream that happened to Los Angeles over the last couple of days with these high winds. But it sounds like what you see is exactly what Edgar Cayce saw a long, long time ago. I shall be back in a moment with another hour to go of Open Lines right here on Coast to Coast AM. And if you need to email me, that's George@coasttocoastam.com.